Brooklyn, New York has long been a magnet for immigrants arriving in the United States, including many from the former Soviet Union. Two of these Russian-speaking immigrants with very different campaign strategies are vying to be the Democratic Party's candidate for New York State's 46th Assembly District. Alec Brooke Krasny, a well-known community leader, has been endorsed by many of the elected officials representing the Russian area of Brooklyn.
They are supporting me because over the years they had a chance to work with me.
In many ways, Brooke Krasny is a typical immigrant with a remarkable story. He started out in the U.S. as a delivery boy and worked his way up to the post of executive director of the Council of Jewish Emigre Community Organizations. He failed at two earlier runs for public office. Nevertheless, in his years of community activism, he has earned respect and many accolades. Fira Sukelman is a Brooke Krasny supporter.
He knows all about lobbying. As executive director of COGECO, he has achieved such a high level that the community would be proud to have him elected to public office.
Despite Brooke Krasny's support from local Democratic leaders, he is not the only one predicting victory in Tuesday's vote. Ari Kagan, a political activist and journalist working in the Russian language media, is also running as a Democrat for the same seat.
This is a campaign for a seat representing a district comprised of Russian-speaking immigrants, African Americans, Hispanic immigrants, Orthodox Jews, Italians, Greeks, Pakistanis, Chinese. It is not for nothing we call this a country of immigrants.
While Alec Brooke Krasny is counting on the Russian community for much of his support, Ari Kagan is seeking support elsewhere, including from those who say they feel neglected by politicians. Supporter Pam Harris.
From the moment I met Ari, I felt an awe about him, and I knew that he's definitely going to make a difference.
I don't have the support of the Brooklyn Democratic Party machine. They support my opponent.
Alec Brooke Krasny has a ready answer to this argument.
The people who support me were, in turn, elected by the voters. They were not appointed to the respective offices. I think their support would be decisive in this race.
No matter which of the two candidates wins Tuesday's Democratic primary, Brooklyn Borough President Marty Markowitz believes their support sends a clear message to future New York politicians.
I would advise anyone that's in their 30s that want to become a politician in Brooklyn or in New York City, they better start learning Russian.
For producers Michael Gutkin and Alana Cherkasky, Jim Bertel, VOA News.